Good morning and welcome to The Conversation. I'm Chris Vandercook. Good morning, Bethann.
Good morning.
We're seeing all kinds of resistance to the new presidents coming in, aren't we? It's really unprecedented.
Well, I guess unless you look back several generations, you might find some of that. I'm thinking about some of the things that you might have experienced when you were a young college student.
Well, I just read that the approval rating for the incoming president is far lower than anything on record.
Well, and that may be reflected quite well in what we're going to see Friday, Saturday.
Yeah.
And the real question is, what happens beyond that? We're going to talk about that this morning. Now, some of you may not be going to work on Fridays. Others may choose not to buy anything. Since the November election, the plans for a day of resistance in activity and purchases have included call-outs from the American Civil Liberties Union, Planned Parenthood, the Southern Poverty Law Center, World Can't Wait, and UH Manoa. A resolution passed by the Faculty Senate a month ago gives their reasons why, including that, quote, the election campaign and continuing strategies of the president-elect were and are based on divisiveness, racism, xenophobia, the undermining of civil rights, the passive acceptance and an active encouragement of such, and a willful disregard of fact and historical and scientific record. It's a lot of lists. Marguerite Butler is the chair of the Faculty Senate. She's in our studio now. That's a lot of stuff on that list, but it seems to capture some of what we've been hearing coming out of the university. How did this Hawaii J20 group get started by students and faculty members to move it to this point?
Well, it's a grassroots movement, so it actually is separate from the Senate. And people just, I think, got so outraged that, or concerned. It's really fear that that the new administration is going to govern by attacking experts and professors and any kind of knowledgeable person, you know, if they disagree with their policy positions. So that's what really raised the level of alarm. And so it's a grassroots organization that banded together a bunch of socially minded people. And then they came to the Faculty Senate, which is the governance body of the entire faculty, to ask for our endorsement and support of a day of resistance. And so the faculty debated the issue and felt that it was really important to stand up and make a strong stance in support of free speech.
Why this time as opposed to other times when there might have been perhaps some similar issues, but maybe not necessarily because of a change of administration?
I think people are seeing that, you know, like, for example, when the cabinet picks started to get announced and then names of climate scientists were requested, for example, that just sent a really chilling effect on scientists everywhere. And then after that, the names of people working on gender issues was requested from, you know, for career employees. So it's pretty clear that that it's important to stand up and say that these kinds of tactics are not right, and that we, you know, politics is politics, but evidence and careful study and open debate is something that we all have to stand for.
Many of the things you just talked about have been politicized. So we've also heard from scientists and other faculty members who say, you know, it's time that we come out of the ivory tower and do something. Clearly, this is going to be something to do on Friday, the teach-in, a movement that involves students and faculty, other concerned members of the community. But what happens after we get through Friday and the inauguration, and then Saturday and the march? Galvanizing people to do something on a particular day is one thing, but what I'm really asking you is, what happens to keep people's interest in moving forward, particularly if you're talking about the Faculty Senate?
Well, as faculty, I think it's going to be a real wake-up call and self-reflection about how do we do education and are we doing enough to arm people with the critical thinking skills to really be able to not just go by what people say, but actually to look at what they do and what the evidence is for these different positions and whether they change over time. But honestly, I don't know. I mean, we're clearly going to have to be much better informed, and we're going to have to really keep ourselves informed in terms of what's going on. As a faculty member, I'm very concerned about the attacks on the press and the attempts to keep the press out. And so how are we going to get the critical information that we need? I'm also very concerned about the attacks on education, the funding of education, and the notion that people should just be trained to do a particular task. I mean, how will we ever improve as a society if we don't train people to really push fields forward?
You're a scientist.
Yes.
So for you, this may resonate perhaps a little differently than if you were part of another discipline. We've heard from scientists who have said, you know, I'm concerned about this, but the issue of, you know, climate change really isn't necessarily my discipline. Other scientists have said, yes, but if you're going to see one discipline challenged, you're going to have to understand that at some point it may be all disciplines that will be challenged. How do you make that point within the faculty senate, or is it already resonating beyond just having the march on Saturday and the day of resistance on Friday?
I think that faculty are aware about, because there have been so many denials of facts on so many issues, it's pretty obvious that if we don't stand for the denial of one kind of fact, it's all going to go down. So I think that's pretty clear. The question, though, is, you know, how to do this and how to communicate that out to the citizenry so that people can make the best decisions for themselves.
That seems to suggest that you see this as being very much an all-or-nothing situation, where the faculty senate is going to be called upon in future, and faculty, as they teach, and students will be feeling, you know, perhaps more pressure to engage.
It's really sobering to realize that a lot of people are getting. I think what brought home this, what's going on in society to me, is realizing how much people are getting all of their information from social media now. And so that's going to be something that, I don't really have a good answer for how we're going to do that, to try to get people to focus on evaluating the source of information and having quality.
So what will you tell your students, just from your perspective and the students you engage with and the other faculty members that you speak with regularly?
I always ask them, why? How do you know that? How do you know that that's not true? You know, defend your position. Don't just take the first thing you see, and don't just take the first thing that someone says.
Well, I want to thank you very much for the time this morning. We'll be watching what happens on Friday, Saturday, and certainly well beyond.
Thank you.
Marguerite Butler is the chair of the Faculty Senate. It voted to support the UH Day of Resistance. She's also helping to organize a teach-in at the event.